Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Hi, I got one of your mailers today or yesterday, and I tried to fill out the thing online, but it didn't seem to work quite right. So
yeah, could I just pull up the 16-digit reservation code and I can pull up your file real quick?
Yeah, 2511-0401-0021-0759.
Perfect. And then who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Keith Clark.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time? You cut out.
Yeah, Heath Clark.
Heath Clark?
Yeah.
Perfect, Heath. And then are you calling with, looks like a GeoMedia digital merger?
Yeah, actually, I don't own that business any longer, but I do have another GeoMedia. It's actually bigger than that one, so it might work for this one as well.
Yeah, yeah. What's the business you were calling about bringing the loan on for?
It's GeoMedia Acquisition A Corp.
That's GeoMedia Acquisition?
Yeah, letter A.
And then, sorry, what was that, Metarized, did you say?
No, the letter A.
Uh-huh.
GeoMedia Acquisition A Corp.
Ag Corp.
No, just the letter A.
Oh, A Corp?
Yeah.
Okay, and then is that also the DBA as well?
DBA, yeah, it's not DBA.
Okay, perfect. And looks like you guys are Corona Del Mar?
That's right, yep.
And could you just confirm the address on file as well?
It should be, well, it depends if it's mailing or not. The mailing address is 3334 East Coast Highway, and if that's the one you have.
Yeah, that is. Perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect, perfect. And then are you the 100% business owner for you guys?
Yes.
And how do you structure the business?
It's a Delaware C-Corp.
C-Corp. Perfect. And then how long have you been running the show for you guys out there, Heath?
How long have I been running it? You mean how long has the business been around or how long have I been running it? It's the same answer either way. Yeah, the business has been incorporated since, I think it was February of this year.
Okay, so just started it up?
Well, we just bought it. Well, we bought a business that's been in business since December 2014.
Oh, and but your ownership has been since February?
That's right, yeah. We created the Acquisition Corp to purchase the business.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
And so you've been doing that since February of this year, you said?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. And best phone number in case we get disconnected.
It's 949-981-0223.
Uh-huh. 0223?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then do you guys have a website as well?
Yeah, it's www.credit.com. We do document translation services.
Okay, cool, cool. All right, so yeah, we have a few different programs here depending on what it is you're looking for. If you kind of want to just tell me what it is you're looking for, I can point you in the right direction.
Well, we're basically looking for a working capital loan. We've found a good formula to grow the business. It's up about 50% over the last few months, and we want to keep doing that, obviously, as it works well. We've brought on some new staff, and we plan to bring on a few more. So it's basically just working capital.
Okay.
To kind of deploy against some advertising and additional staff.
Right, help you guys grow some more?
Yeah, exactly.
How much would you guys be looking to bring on?
Well, we'd like to do up to 75,000, depending on, you know, what we qualify for. We've offered some of the payday loans, but, you know, I can't call them payday loans just because they're really... small and extremely high interest. We're not interested in those. We've had some offers on those, but we passed on them. But we're looking to do something a little bit longer term. I think would ideally be like one year or longer. We're not looking to do 4 month loans and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, perfect. A lot of time with our first first clients on these capital loans, terms are about 6 to 18 months, so 12 would definitely be somewhere right in the middle that we could settle on. But how it works over here with us too is we kind of approve you for the largest amount and longest terms possible, and then we kind of put it on your court, work backwards from there, and kind of let you guys determine what works best for you guys in that sense.
Okay, sure.
Perfect. And then, so you said you'd be using about how much of that for payroll?
It would be about half and half. So, let me say it differently. So our biggest expense is advertising on Google, and then our next biggest expense is actual translators, and then our third biggest expense is payroll. So it would be a spread between those three. It would be about a third each.
Okay. So between advertising, payroll, and then what was the third one? I'm sorry?
It's called translator payment. So they're, how would you phrase those? It would be freelance translators. So it's kind of like payroll, but they're not on our payroll.
Oh, I gotcha. Kind of a, what's the word? Third party?
Yeah. Third party. It would be third party contractors.
Okay. Cool. And they help with your marketing?
I'm sorry. Say that again?
Do they help with your marketing, or what are those?
No. So we basically translators actually are our fulfillment side. So when we get a translation job, we then farm that out to our translators, and those are our contractors. So basically, it would be marketing is one third, management is the payroll, and then fulfillment is the contractors. So. I don't know how you'd phrase that in your system, but so approximately one third for marketing, one third for payroll, one third for I call it production almost, even though it's digital.
Okay, right, I gotcha. And then could you kind of elaborate a little bit more on what it is you guys do out there?
Yeah, so we basically do two things. One is we do document translation services, so. And we're really dealing with mostly with people who are in. They're all in the U.S. or Canada. All of our customers, but they're newly emigrated, or you know, they're not born here. So they've got a driver's license, maybe a marriage certificate, any kind of legal document that they need for immigration purposes, or for maybe employment purposes, or even for submission into education, and they need it translated into English. And so they'll email those to us. Or upload them on our website, and then we translate them. We charge $25 a page. That's one product. And then the other product is, it's called credit evaluation, which is it's course credit evaluation, so university. If they've got a degree overseas and they want to make an application to apply in the U.S. for continuing education, they need to get that degree conformed to U.S. GPA standards. And so, and sometimes that involves translation as well. But we basically will take a degree, and for $149, we conform it into U.S. GPA standards and certify it, notarize it, and ship it back to them. And then they can use that to apply for college here.
Oh, nice. That's seems like quite the business you guys have over there.
Yeah, it's good business. And, yeah, like I said, we found a good formula. The prior operators weren't really operators. In my last business, we did $100 million a year in revenue, so... Got a lot of operational experience, and thought this is a nice little gem we can polish right up.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, is that kind of how you got in the industry? Kind of, you know, wanted to.
Yeah, basically, you know, we're looking for different businesses to acquire, and I saw this one. It's got great profit margins and you know, low cost. So, but they didn't really have any skill, any operating skill. The two owners, they didn't have any marketing background either. So, I have all of that. So.
Nice.
Bring that and apply it here.
Is that kind of what you specialize in for you guys then? Is the kind of marketing aspect of it?
Yeah, well, marketing and operations, yeah. I mean, I managed 260 people in my last business. We have 10 people in this one, so it's
a lot
easy.
Easier.
Yeah.
And I'm fun. Sure that is. Yeah, right. I can imagine. How do you guys advertise too? You said you guys like to Google is a big expense for you?
Yeah, Google's our only advertising outlet today, and we only advertise in U.S. and Canada, so we're expanding what we do within the U.S. and Canada. Then we'll advertise on Yahoo and Bing as well, which should give us about 50% more market reach. And then the plan is to expand that beginning early next year, because we'll be busy with that this year. Early next year we go into Western Europe, which will double the addressable market. There's a lot more translation required there than there is in the U.S.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's Asia. Really gonna
yeah, in Asia in 2018.
Wow, so you guys are looking to make it global then, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I can imagine, but with all the clients you guys must bring in and just kind of advertising out there, that really brings a lot into you guys.
Yeah, and it's a good cash flowing business, but like I said, we've kind of got to ramp up with people at the same time we ramp up the spend, and so that's what we've been doing, but we can do that a little bit faster, a little bit more working capital.
Oh, yeah. Right, definitely a good way to use that as well. When are you guys looking to bring that on?
Well, we're in the process of ramping anyway, so it's not like we need it next week. But if we have working capital, it just gives us additional working capital, gives us a little bit more
cushion,
comfort, and cushion exactly. And we can potentially we've basically got the team in place right now. We've done a little ramp. We've hired 5 new people, so that's kind of done. And what we'd like to be able to do is really just fill them up each day with fulfillment, and we can bring translators on with short notice, so that side of it works really, really well. So it's really basically getting our SEM firm and saying, hey, we want to increase our spend by about 50%, and having the capacity to do that.
Yeah, definitely. So if you guys could bring it on pretty soon, it'd definitely be a good option for you.
Yeah, soon is always better.
Perfect. Yeah, we have a really fast turnaround over here as well. So, if everything lines up and some of you guys wanted to, pursue and move forward, then we can definitely make that happen. Typically, within about 24 hours of, receiving all your paperwork, I can give you guys an answer on what it is we can do. And then, we can kind of, go forward from there. But have you guys been looking around anywhere else to bring on some capital?
Well, yeah, I did. I don't know if that was the right move or not. I did an application on LendingTree, and so we've had a bunch of people come back with different offers. As like I said, some of those most of them are like the $10,000 or $15,000 at 80% interest rate on an annualized basis.
Mm-hmm.
We'd rather just not even mess around with that stuff.
Yeah,
makes no sense.
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of what I was going to kind of, give you a little friendly piece of, advice, because I know a lot of times with them, they kind of outsource your information and, resulting in what you said just happened. And, a lot of times they're almost brokers, how they kind of are going to, take all your info, outsource it, and then kind of see what they can get you that way. So, it's always kind of a good option to, just pick one and go from there. And that's what's really nice about us is we're really a, one-stop shop, and, we can really get you taken care of in that sense and real fast. And, we're really credible and whatnot too as well. So just kind of, something to keep in mind with that. But have you, received any approvals or, any paperwork, anything like that for, Lending Club? Anybody else for kind of an approval?
Not from Lending Club. We'd received notice of approval from a couple, but I haven't executed them. So,
Were they just kind of pre-approvals, or?
Well, let me restate that. We received a whole bunch of approvals on. When I say a whole bunch, maybe 3 or 4 on the short-term stuff. And eventually, I just said, look, I'm not. When people are, because I don't know how it works, but you kind of get inundated with emails and calls, and I thought you'd get maybe 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
They're still flowing through, and that's fine. But we've just basically said, look, we're not interested in these kinds of loans.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped applying for them and told others that we're not interested. But, like I said, I got your mailer, and it looked like it was more of a longer-term thing, which that's really what we were interested in from day one. So
yeah, perfect.
We'll be happy to do something.
Perfect. And then also our payment schedule, we have daily, weekly, and monthly. Typically, we're the first-time customers, they qualify for the daily and weekly, but would you guys be looking more towards the weekly side of it then from, kind of what you've said?
Well, yeah, we get credit card deposits daily. We'd prefer weekly or monthly, understanding that, of course, it's first time. So, whatever works best, but, we'd like it as a more conventional kind of loan than a payday-style loan.
But, right.
Weekly is better than daily, and daily, monthly is better than weekly, too.
Yeah, right. Definitely understand that. And what kind of return would you guys be getting on this investment, too? Could you kind of quantify that, or?
Yeah, well, we do about $50,000 to $55,000 a month in revenue. So I think with this, we would be able to increase that revenue by about 50% to 60%, would be my guess. So we should be able to increase revenues to about 80,000 a month.
Yeah, that's going to be quite the jump. You know, definitely should be beneficial to help you guys grow.
Yeah.
What did you guys do for your annual sales for this last year, for 2015? Did you guys, I know you said you just started a business, Bo.
Yeah, no, for 2015, I'm just going off the top of my head because I have the numbers in front of me. I think they did about 383,000, but the trailing 12 months revenue is about 400 and, actually probably closer to 520,000. And in the last 90 days, we're pacing for probably closer to 700,000.
Nice. So yeah, you guys are really growing then, huh?
Yeah, got a good ramp.
Yeah, definitely. And I was just going to ask what you guys are kind of tracking for this year. From what it sounds like, probably more like 600K-ish for, you know, 2016?
Yeah, that's exactly about right, yeah.
Nice. And, you know, looking to keep growing from there?
Yeah. Yeah, we're hoping to get to a couple million run rate by the end of next year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, sky's the limit, right? And then how about your credit? What's your personal credit like?
Well, I haven't pulled it, but I get it free for, you know, I'm with B of A, and as of a couple of days ago, it's 649.
Okay.
B of A. Not awesome, but not too bad.
Well, that's fine, too. Just kind of, you know, getting a ballpark. We have a few different programs over here, too. So, you know, even with credit tiers A to D, past bankruptcies, not saying that's your situation, but not necessarily something to definitely worry about at all. One of the big factors that we have over here with us that we base all the loans and approvals off of is the annual sales and, you know, what you guys are tracking for. So, you know, that is a huge factor, not so much the credit department, you know, although it does, you know, weigh in on that, but, you know, definitely the overall health of the business. You guys, you know, sound like you're really growing, and from, you know, everything I've been able to gather, it sounds like you guys would be you know, definitely you know, one of our most potential, you know, growing customers and qualify for some of our better programs for sure. But you said that you bank with Bank of America?
Yeah, that's right.
Have you guys approached them for, you know, some capital or maybe a line of credit? Or
no, I haven't actually. You know, we just figured, look, we'll grow it with our operating income, and that's fine. And I haven't done anything with them, and I don't have any bankruptcies or anything like that at all. So, no, it's probably something I ought to have done earlier on. Honestly, I've raised $70 million in my last business, and we did an IPO in 2004. So we've done a lot of debt and equity financings, and I'm really not used to dealing with banks, not in the traditional sense. And you know, it takes 3 months. It's like, I don't know whether it even makes a lot of sense for us to go through the headache of even applying.
Right, exactly. No, I was just kind of, you know, seeing what other options you guys have going on, because, you know, and I, you know, we deal with the same thing, you know, very frequently, and, you know, I know that they do have quite a long turnover over there, and, you know, you're very familiar with that as well, too, in the whole situation, but, yeah, definitely just kind of wanted to see what you have going on. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, and banks, in my experience, they only loan you money when you actually don't need them, so it's like, okay, we don't need them, and by the time we get an application done, we'll already have grown anyway out of our own working capital, so I'm not sure, you know, what we get out of that. So
yep, no, exactly. Exactly, and yeah, you know the situation, definitely, so. What's kind of plan B for you guys, though, if you guys, you know, kind of don't get financing, just, you know, hypothetically speaking, from anybody, you guys just kind of keep plugging away, or...?
Yeah, it'll just adjust the growth ramp. You know, we've got a great growth ramp already, so that won't change. But this will allow us to kind of increase the ramp and just get there a little bit faster. So, you know, if we don't get it, we don't get it, or if the terms aren't, you know, good for us, we won't do it. And we'll just, you know, we'll just keep it steady as she goes. But like I said, we've grown 50% in the last 90 days anyway, so it's not like we don't have a great growth ramp already. We just like to be able to, as we said, have a better cushion there and maybe increase things a little bit right across the board.
Exactly. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we really like to see too as well. And, you know, especially being with a first-time customer, but, you know, the rate that their business is growing, and we have a lot of different programs over here. And, you know, one of them, we actually do halfway through your initial loan, you're eligible for refinancing and interest forgiveness for your previous one that you already have with us. So, you know, in a case like that, you can go halfway through, we want some more money, we can We can refi the past loan you already have with us and then give you more money on top of that and forgive the interest. And I know that's a very limited program nationwide. I know a lot of banks don't even offer that. So, you know, it's something that it's very exclusive to us and kind of a big advantage. So I know you guys are growing at that rate. And Yeah, but and at the start, too, I'm sorry I didn't get the best email for you, Heath.
It's hclark, C-L-A-R-K-E. At crediteval.com.
That's just like your website, right?
Yeah.
Eval.com, perfect. All right, so I'll shoot you over the application. It's basically just a one-page, very simple, straightforward application for the capital. And then along with that, we're going to require 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. And I know it's just the start of October right now, but the sooner that you got this back to me, even if it was later on today, this afternoon, then we wouldn't be needing the month of September. We can still go off August.
I think we have September anyway. I'll double check that, but I'm pretty sure we're a month ending. So assuming that B of A is up to speed, then we should have that available, no problem.
Yeah, that's fine, too. So if you have that, definitely just attach that. I know sometimes, you know, those banks don't end up having them until about, like, the 7th or 8th of the, you know, the following month. So just kind of wanted to explain that to you. But, yeah,
if
you have
If they're not there, I'll send you what we got.
Yeah, if not, it's no big deal, too. But, and along with that, just a copy of the most recent tax return. Did you guys end up getting a 2015 squared away and filed and everything?
Yeah, so that's what we're, it'll be the prior owner's tax return. Mine's a corporation, his is an LLC, and so he filed it as an individual with a schedule, I think it's called a Schedule C.
Right.
So I can shoot that across to you.
Perfect. And then you said, was it February, I want to say, that you said you became the 100% owner for you guys?
Well, no, we incorporated the company in February in preparation for an acquisition. We didn't close the deal until July. So I've got bank statements that'll go back 6 months, but really they're not active until not active with credit card deposits until July. But I've got the prior owner's bank statements, so
okay. Yeah, that will be fine. Do you have any kind of proof of ownership? Since you know you won't be on that tax return?
Well, I've got the purchase contract. I can give you the first and last page. So the first page outlines the contract, and the last page being the signature page. I don't know if that's satisfactory for now.
Yeah, that would work for sure if you want to just attach that as well. And then you also said that you guys take credit cards?
Yeah, 100%. About 99% of what we do is credit card, maybe 1% check, and then on of the... Let me restate that. 99% is immediate payments and 1% check. And then of the immediate payments, about 10 to 15% is PayPal and the balance is credit card. So it's basically all credit card if it's not PayPal.
Okay. No, I got you. So then in that scenario, could you attach, looks like I would need 4 months of the most recent merch statements for that since you guys run on the credit cards.
Yeah, so we use Stripe, and Stripe actually doesn't do statements, but I've got the each month's credit card file, so it's basically an Excel spreadsheet with all the transaction details.
Yeah, that works.
I can send you that across. I've got September, August, and then July, and again, I have the prior month, so I'll go back to May with the prior owner's statement for Stripe. It's all Stripe. It's just flipped over to my account once we acquired it.
Yeah, no worries on that. All right, and then so I'll go ahead and shoot that over about 5-10 minutes right when we get off the phone. Could I just leave you with my direct dial in case you have any questions or anything? The number that you called is our hotline number, so.
Okay, yep.
Perfect. It's 858-252-1481. And then my name's Patrick.
All right, cool. Great.
Perfect. And you guys are up like, is it like Irvine? Where's Corona Del Mar, actually? Like L.A. area?
Yes, it's right near Irvine. It's all Orange County. So Corona Del Mar is basically a subset of Newport Beach.
Oh, okay. Are you guys like pretty close to the ocean then?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Nice. Do you guys know that we're down here in San Diego, so pretty close to you guys?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, that's great. Yeah, no, I didn't know that. That's better. I like to do business locally if I can.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's kind of why I wanted to throw that in there. So,
yeah,
all right, cool. Heath. Well, yeah, I'll shoot that over right now. And then when do you think you can get that back to me?
I can get that back to you. I've got a call on it. What time is it on? Yeah, noon. So I'm going to try to get this done. I've got, like I said, I've got, you know, from making these other applications previously, I've got everything current except for September. Mm-hmm. I've got to download the bank statements. But I should be able to get that turned back around to you within the hour, I think.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. I'll keep my eye out for that, and then if I, you know, have anything missing or anything like that, I'll just shoot you a little note, and we'll go from there. But other than that, I'll keep my eye out. If you have any questions or anything, just feel free to give me a call or shoot me an email, and, you know, we can go from there.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Patrick.
All right. Yep. Thank you, Heath. I'll talk soon. Yeah. Bye.